This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
The bicycle share company O-Bike is being called a shadowy organisation by the Lord Mayor of Melbourne. Lord Mayor Robert Doyle has hit out at the bikes, which have become a big problem in Sydney as well. Because he says they're associated with clutter and not transportation. The bikes are a common sight in the two cities. They're copping criticism because they're being left all over the place, including outside people's homes and in rivers and also jammed up trees. The bikes are available for anyone to hire, but when you finish riding them, the back wheel locks and the bike stays exactly where you left it. Now, Robert Doyle says that O-bikes have ruined the chances for other dockless bike companies coming into the market, saying it's not a bike share scheme. This is a way to generate enormous amounts of money. Robert Doyle, the Lord Mayor of Melbourne, joins us on the line. Lord Mayor, good afternoon.
Hello, Ben.
They're a problem in Sydney as well, Lord Mayor. You're doing something about it in Melbourne, I hope.
I'm crushing them regularly as we collect them. The first point I want to make is we're for bike transportation. We think that's great. But this is actually not a bike share scheme. You know, people pay their $69 and then it's quite cheap to use them. But in fact, that generates an enormous pool of money, which can then be used on the short-term money market. And I believe that's what's behind this bike share scheme. It's not about bikes at all. It's about the enormous amount of money that the company holds as a result of that bond that they take from users. And that's why you're finding two of the biggest bicycling cities in the world, Beijing and Amsterdam, have actually banned them. Mm. And that's because they don't care about what happens when they hit the street.
Yeah, well, that's pretty obvious from the evidence that we've seen with this company and these kind of things. They don't seem to care about the bikes because the bikes are dumped everywhere and they don't seem to be too fussed about the whole thing, probably because, as you say, they've already got their money.
That's exactly right. And look, the public are really interesting in this. I mean, you can't bulldust Australians. We've got a blue bike share scheme, and they're docked, and it's quite orderly, and it's quite popular. I haven't seen too many examples of vandalism, deliberate vandalism of those bikes. These ones, well, people are leaving them up trees. They're tossing them into the Yarra. They're deliberately defacing the barcode so they can't be used. I've seen one that's been driven over. You know, that they're dumped in all sorts of places. People are kind of acting in civil disobedience because they recognise it for what it is. It's urban clutter and it's obstruction. And people in Melbourne hate that. You know, they're stealing the seats from them, for goodness sake. Now, that's not happening with the blue bike scheme, which is the one run by the state government and the RACV, but it is with this new one. And you have to ask yourself, why are people differentiating? We have classified them as either obstruction and clutter. We collect them. If they are then not collected from us within 2 weeks, we crush them. Mm. We recycle them.
And I'm gathering they're not the most transparent organisation out there.
Well, I don't know whether they've got a company set up here. I mean, it's a Singaporean company. I don't know if they have employees. I don't know if they pay company tax. I don't know if they pay rates, if they've got headquarters here. In other words, I don't think they make any contribution to the Melbourne economy at all. Mm. This is just sort of an invasion of bikes that they look like they've been scattered with some giant's hand, Ben, and they're just random. And, you know, I think that that's clutter and it's obstruction. Now, we have an MOU with them. We've just signed it. The optimistic part of me says that may help the problem. The realist in me says, you know, I think we'll be forced to take further action. But as I say, when we declare them clutter or obstruction, we are collecting them. And so far, they're not collecting them back from us. We're forced to crush them 2 weeks later.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on things from where we are in Sydney. Nice to talk to you, Robert Doyle. Thank you.
All the best, Ben.
The Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Robert Doyle, joining us on the program this afternoon. I wonder what Clover Moore's game plan is. I know that she loves bikes, and it sounds like her counterpart in Melbourne does as well, but there's a difference between transportation and clutter.